1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. To see Mad Tom O'Bedlam, 10,000 miles I've traveled. Mad Maudlin goes on dirty toes, save her shoes from gravel. Well, that we sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie for. They all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money. I went down to Satan's kitchen for to break my fast one morning, and there I got souls popping hot. All on the spits are turning. It's well that we sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie for. They all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money. Guide me. The sun did shake and the pale moon quake whenever they did spy me. Well, that we sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money. Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie for. They all go bare and they live in the air. And they want that! Shoes from gravel. It's well that we sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie for. They all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 160. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Charlene Kay. That song is called Mad Tom of Bedlam, and you can find that on the Charlene Kay and the Brilliant Eyes. That is an EP released in June of last year, self-released there by Charlene Kay, based out of New York. She is keeping very busy currently with big shows and writing lots of music for a forthcoming LP, at least if her prolific twittering is to be believed. Do check out the video for that song on YouTube. It's very good. And of course, that song, inspired by a 1600s poem, Mad Tom O'Bedlam. Bedlam being the world's first, hospital / psychiatric facility. Basically just a crazy house, though. Let's see. I've got lots of music for you here. Let's go ahead and play something else, something sunny. Something's going to herald in the coming of spring. I don't know if you've seen it where you are, but here in Kansas City, temperatures are in the 50s, and it's feeling good. This is The Positions.
You are so smart, frozen. or was honest. I never said I was honest. I am true. I am true. Something different. We all recall something different when we watch the parade. To all of your neighbors, be kind to all of your neighbors, 'cause they're just like you.
Thank you.
right, that is La Ultra with the song Big Air Kiss. That is on the band's album Telepathic, which comes out today, at least where I am, February 14th on Aquella Records out of Spain, I believe. That band is, of course, out of Chicago, La Ultra meaning the other. So it's a foreign language lesson here today on the Too Much Rock podcast. Before that, Typhoon with the song The Honest Truth off the band's album A New Kind of House that comes out on March 8th. Of this year on Tender Loving Empire Records. I really enjoy that record a lot. And before that, The Positions with the song The Real Thing. That is on the band's album Tonight, a self-release that came out in June of last year. But you can still download that for free on the band's website if you hunt it down. And I suggest you do because those horns are so cute. I want to remind you how the Too Much Rock podcast works while we have a moment here. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices. Hopefully I make a good podcast. And hopefully you keep coming back week after week to hear it. Let's see. Since we played so much self-release music, let's continue that trend. This is a band called Some Community out of São Paulo, Brazil.
Thank you.
That's some honest to goodness indie rock there, isn't it? That is the band The Megaphonic Thrift, the song Candy Sin. That is on the band's album DK Decoy. That'll come out March 8th of this year on Sonic Onion Records. That is a band out of Bergen, Norway, giving us some very good guitars there. Katie really likes that one. Before that, Some Community with the song Young and Fresh. That's on the band's EP Rhino Rhino. That's a self-released album that came out May of last year, as I said, out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. So the international portion of the Too Much Rock podcast. And right before we finish things up, let me go ahead and wrap things up here and let you know that you have been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 160. I have been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to wrap things up this week with a long, expansive track that interests me, may not interest you, because that's kind of how the podcast works, right? The last song, I kind of just tack on that one thing that I got that maybe doesn't fit, but I enjoy, and maybe you do too, and maybe we broaden your horizons, or maybe you just shut it off and go on to the next thing that you have to do today. We're going to end up with a track by Neurosis. This is a song called Sterile Vision. It is on the band's album Souls at Zero, which was originally a 1992 release, kind of heralded them in as the, I don't know, post-metal, post-hardcore, post-rock, everything melded in together there and brought them to a lot of attention there. Wasn't the album that blew my mind, but it was the beginning of that sound. It has just been re-released on the band's own label, Narot, again. I think it's the second time they've re-released it, but it's got some more bonus tracks. So if you haven't picked up the album and you enjoy this track, then you should probably do that. And then probably pick up Enemy of the Sun next, because boy, does that one blow my mind. Many, many nights listening to that album back in those frustrated 20s, right? Those were the hard times, right? Ketchup probably would have helped. Anyway, let's end with that one. This is Neurosis with the song Sterile Vision.